Okay. Happy. What is everything now? The Krishna gang at least there in your other corner. And how they. Let's say one of them comes and speaks in confidence to a friend, as she or he sees it, or the leader, the one responsible, who she or he is serving actually, and say, you know, this is too much for me. It's too difficult. I really feel stressed out. I don't feel good. And then this leader just who finds himself in the same situation, stressed out and too much. And he just says, oh, yeah, and you should be in my position. You know, this is how life is, you know, but this we have to take for the mission of serving Prabhupada and all that, preaching, coming there. And she goes out and continues going out selling Hong Kong paintings or whatever. So we just show that. But also how that situation can appear. And how it wears you out. And how these ladies and men also, some of them are now at old age, suffering from. This fatigue syndrome, whatever you call it. Permanent fatigue stress syndrome, whatever. Burnt outness. So we show that we took it too much rajasic passion. Got to work harder. But then we're also simply not qualified as leaders. There were no qualified leaders, really. So we learned as we did it. And, yeah, at a fairly high sacrificial cost. Because devotees suffered. Sometimes they took it all upon themselves for the service of Srila Prabhupada, but sometimes they were just forced into it. And that's not what Krishna consciousness, a life in bhakti yoga, is about. I could put this on Priya also. I think that this here may explain to some extent why the air kind of went out of this ISKCON, which I would say those of us who are from our older generation and are honest about it have to admit. But that's nothing to get hung upon. But here we're talking about how to, for the future, continue on this path successfully, individually for each and every one of us, and whatever groups we choose to be in. For this ISKCON movement, this Krishna consciousness movement to really flourish the way it deserves to flourish, which is much more than what we're seeing now. Mark my words, please. take it for that. And that doesn't come from me, little Priyarata. Hare Krishna, Sankirtan Ki Jai.